Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
3, 2, 1. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A quick note for listeners, we're doing something a little bit different with the podcast now. In case you missed it, Friday was Adora Namigade's last day hosting the AM Rundown episodes. We love her. We miss her already. And with her departure, we're going to take this opportunity to change things up a little bit. So starting today, we'll bring you one episode a day instead of two. We want to curate the biggest stories of the day and mix in some of our longer and richer work that comes from our newsroom. Let's take it away. In the news, attorneys general in 19 states, including Illinois, are challenging cuts to the U.S. Health and Human Services Agency. They say the Trump administration's massive restructuring is destroying life-saving programs and support for impoverished children, laboratories that test for infectious diseases, and the nation's mental crisis hotline. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul says he's urging the courts to restore critical health services Illinoisans and all Americans depend on. Longtime U.S. Representative Jan Schakowsky is announcing today she is not seeking re-election. The Democrat from North Suburban Evanston says it is time to pass the baton. Schakowsky was first elected to Congress in 1998, representing parts of Chicago's North Side and the northern suburbs. She says she's not going anywhere and that she'll continue to work for her community in a non-elected capacity. Meantime, Democratic Illinois Treasurer Michael Frerich says he will not run for U.S. Senate. Last month, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin announced he's not seeking re-election next year after nearly 30 years in that role. A potentially crowded primary field for Durbin's seat is already taking shape. Frerich was rumored to be part of that, but issuing a statement today, Frerich, who considers Durbin to be a longtime mentor, says he isn't willing to travel to D.C. and spend so many nights away from my children. The Metropolitan Museum of Art's annual fashion exhibition kicks off today in New York City, and fashionistas here in Chicago are celebrating this first Monday in May with their very own Met Gala in Logan Square. Tonight's Chicago Does the Met is hosted by the Chicago Fashion Coalition. This is a nonprofit representing small business owners in the city's fashion industry. This year's theme, super fine tailoring black style, but the coalition's Marquand Jones says Chicago attendees, you can dress however you choose.
I could see folks, you know, staying traditional to the theme and wearing a lot of tailoring, a lot of suits, but also maybe they just wear a black designer and that's the way that they show gratitude and homage to the theme. So come as you are, but, you know, come correct.
The event features music, food, and live streaming of the red carpet from the Met in New York. And the Chicago Blackhawks have the second best odds to win the top pick in tonight's NHL draft lottery. The Blackhawks are expected to look for offensive talent in the draft, but the top prospect in this year's class is defenseman Matthew Schaefer. WBEZ's sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says the Hawks might trade the first pick if they win tonight's lottery.
That is absolutely possible for them to do that because their strength right now is defensemen and the top player is a defenseman and there's got to be teams that want to move up to grab him. So I wouldn't doubt that they would try to trade down.
The lowest the Hawks could fall tonight is the fourth overall pick. The play Purpose has been nominated for 6 Tony Awards, including Best New Play, Best Leading Actor, and Best Leading Actress. The show had its world premiere in Chicago right at Steppenwolf Theater last spring before it opened in March on Broadway. WBEZ's Mike Davis was in New York for its opening weekend. He brought us this story of the play's jump from Chicago. Okay, 3, 2, 1. WBEZ's Mike Davis was in New York for its opening weekend. He brought us this story of the play's jump from Chicago to Broadway.
Entering the Hayes Theater on Broadway in New York City, there's an energy you can feel.
Reverend, not like I used to kick it with Rosa Parks, Reverend. Not like an MLK shrine in the living room, Reverend. Didn't his son go to jail? Wait, that's your brother.
Purpose had its world premiere last spring at Steppenwolf. I asked Steppenwolf artistic director Glenn Davis, who is also a cast member of the show, about the process of taking the new work from Chicago to New York.
You know, when we started this play, I was not artistic director when we first started workshops of this play. So I came to it just as an actor. So at some point, I had to turn on my artistic director producer hat and say, okay, what are the true ambitions of this play?
The explosive drama is about a prominent Black political family that some have likened to the Jesse Jackson dynasty. The father is a former leader of the civil rights movement who's having generational clashes with his two sons. From Chicago to New York, a few things have changed. Two new actors have joined the cast. Tony-nominated actress LaTanya Richardson-Jackson and Tony winner Kara Young. The script itself has also gone through another revision process after late changes in the Chicago premiere. Here's playwright Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, who recently won a Tony for his play Appropriate.
I take my cue from, you know, the greats of yore, who really felt that playwriting was at heart a collaboration between a writer and his actors. I felt like this, any opportunity you have to refine is an opportunity you have to take. So there was a lot of just digging deeper and sculpting and shaping that I think happened from day one of the process, all like honestly up till yesterday.
But the play has retained a lot of what we saw in Chicago. The Steppenwolf ensemble members all reprised their roles. But here, I see a difference. I remember an explosion at the kitchen table at the end of the first act as chilling. But in New York, the theater erupts in laughter.
Maybe you could illuminate for me what use a lesbian like you would have for an asexual like this in the honeymoon capital of the world.
Nazareth is helping me have a baby, actually.
Even the New York Times lauds the production for its comedy. And I'm surprised. In Chicago, audiences seem to recognize the real stories behind the characters, and it felt almost like a drama written from the headlines. In New York, in a new city, in new political climate, and in front of tourists and strangers, it's almost a farce. At Curtain Call, the play receives a standing ovation. And afterwards, I speak to people outside the theater about the performance. One of those people is 13-year-old Leo Charmonti.
It was powerful, it was shocking, it was moving. It had all the components to a great show.
Leo is with his father, waiting with a small crowd near the stage door.
Who were you hoping to see?
LaTanya Richardson-Jackson was one of the highlights of the show for me. And she would be cool because she's famous. And I mean, all of them are, but she would be a highlight to see.
Purpose is scheduled to run at the Hayes Theater on West 44th Street in New York through July. Mike Davis, WBEZ News.
Weather partly cloudy and on the cool side today with a high in the mid-50s. Cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 40s, and warmer and partly sunny on Tuesday. We might nudge up towards 70 degrees. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Monday.